I think Menashe came in and the Zoom got a fright and it switched off. No. My connection dropped. It's fine. I fixed it. There was a setting I had to change. Sorry. So we saw the pasuk L'cha Hashem Agdula V'Agvura Tevenza. That's mentioning the 6 meters, and then the 7th meter is L'cha Hashem Amalocha. So remember, we asked, why does it say L'cha again? Should just say L'cha Hashem Agdula V'Agvura 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 7. What's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? L'cha again, number 7. L'cha Hashem Amalocha. So we explained before. He's going to speak about that now, but it's good to just speak it out. He explained before that the 7th meter is different from the other meters. The other meters are meters. Gedula, Gvura, Netzach, Tiferes, what all the different meters are, those are the meters. But they get actualized, they get taken from Koyach into Poel, from potential into actualization, via the 7th meter, via the meter of Malchus. That's what Malchus does. It actualizes the other meters. That's how we explained it. That's why there's the extra lechok, because that midah is going back on all the midahs. Lecha Hashem HaGedula, how does that get actualized? Momlocha. Lecha Hashem HaGvura, how does that get actualized? Lecha Hashem HaMomlocha. That's how we explained it before. You remember, the Malchus is bringing each of the 6 midahs into actualization. But he's going to say something here a little bit deeper, a little bit difficult to understand. We'll see it has to do with what we were dealing with last week, the concept of Keter. Maze Keter, king has a crown. We're still busy with that. We'll see. And then we'll bring a Moedika Moshel. You'll see from the Moshel, we understand a lot of things that we haven't really grasped now. So let's try with patience. We'll see what he says. And then we'll try. Hopefully, we'll have time today to see the Moshel as well. So in the summer, Tezayin, the second paragraph. Now we're going to go back on that Pasuk L'cha Hashem Gedula that we saw in the Farish Purish Noisef. We're going to say an additional pirush, not another pirush. What we said is we said, and that's going to stay. We're going to add something to it, to this. Why does it say L'cha Hashem HaMalocha? Why does it go back od pam on L'cha? L'cha, that's redundant. The Nafal Pishon is Baba Malchus Hi Halamaisa V'Haba Poyel Shel HaGedula V'Agvura, etc. Like I just explained, that the Malchus is the Lamaisa, the Bepoil. The Malchus is that which enables us other midas to come into actual, into Maisa. Aval Ma'ata Be'emes Yesh Ba Yoisem Izeh. But you'll see there's more than that. There's that for sure, that doesn't go away, but there's something more. Shehim Mevia El Apoil, this is, you have to hold on here, just the other words. Don't try and do too much with these words yet. Just the other words. Shemi via el apoil mida el yoine veneira shelaketa. Shila malem in midas as aniskoris. These 7 meters, these 6 meters plus the 7th meter that we mentioned, above them there's something which he calls el yoine veneira. Much higher and awesome. Something much, much bigger than anything that is in gula, gedula, gevura. It's above those meters, before those meters. What this Malchus does, besides actualizing and making Bepoil the 6 meters that we've seen, it also brings this thing called Keter, this Elyon Veneira, this unbelievably elevated thing. That's the what's above already the system. Remember, we said the Keter starts where the system ends. The highest part of the human, the highest part of a person is the top of his head. Where does the crown go? On that. So the crown's above the system. The 6 meters we mentioned, yeah, are part of the system. Gedula, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoed, Yesod, those are part of the system. The Keter's above the system. So Malchus doesn't just bring the 6 meters and allows them to be actualized. It also somehow brings this Keter thing into the world. Okay? Whatever that means. The Moshul HaMelech Balomeinu. This is not the Moshel we're going to talk about. We're going to bring another Moshel. This is just being a Moshel for this. We'll bring a Moshel just now to explain this whole thing. He's like a king in our world. The Melech has unbelievable, before he becomes a Melech, he's got unbelievable talents. He's got qualities. He's got an understanding man. He's a bright guy. He's intelligent. He's got all sorts of talents and koiches as powers. That's why he became the Melech. Okay? As lifnei shinil melech, how many mekachosav atevim lo yichloi letzeis as apoil. This melech, before he becomes a melech, he's got lots and lots of koiches, lots of talents, lots of abilities, but they can't always be expressed until he becomes the melech. He may have unbelievable organization qualities. He can organize the country and put the country back on its feet. And I'll say, Seidem od nifla. He's got that ability. He's an administration genius. But if he's not the king, no one's going to let him in and start tuppling with the administration. They're not going to run the country. When he becomes the king, these abilities that he has now are able to become expressed. Now he becomes the king. What's changed? He's the same person. Nothing's changed. So now he's got a keter. Now he's the king. So all the abilities and talents that he had are now able to be actualized. That's not the yofi of Malchus. The yofi of Malchus is that he can take his talents that he has and he can start expressing them and running the country using his cleverness and his mind, his understanding, his intuition, all that. That's not the etzim yofi of the melech. For sure, when he becomes a melech, that's what happens. No one's denying that. But that's not everything. That's not the beauty of Malchus. When he becomes the melech, besides the fact that everything he has, his natural talents are able now to be expressed that they couldn't be expressed before. That's what Malchus does. It takes the potential and actualizes it. But there's something more going on here. There's now koiches that he has that are way above his natural talents and koiches. What is that? So just a very crude example. We'll see. He gives better moshel, but I don't want to go into the moshel now. Let's say, for example, when he's not the melech, he's got all these talents. So he becomes a melech, so he can actualize these talents. But when he comes a melech, he gets other things that he never had before. Now he's got an army. Now he's got access to all the research being done in the universities and the studies and the biological. And he's got the ability to get people to do things that he couldn't before. People wouldn't listen to him. So not just does he take his own koiches, he becomes a melech and his own koiches get actualized, but he now gets much, much more koiches than he ever before just because he's the melech. That's understood, yeah? There's two things being actualized. His natural koiches that he always had, he just couldn't use them. But he's getting much more than he ever had before now that he's the king. So now he's got the key to the storeroom, to the treasury, to the budget, to the armies, to the nuclear weapons. That's a marshal of a normal king, yeah? Fine. So you get much, much more. This keter, this thing called keter, gives the king much more than he had. The 6 meters are part of the system. Ket is above the system. Part of that pasuk is telling you the Malchus is bringing out these 6 meters that exist, Gdula Gvura, as we've explained. Aval adayin ein ze tachlis inyan Malchus. That's not the tachlis, the ultimate tachlis of inyan Malchus. Ela nisneisef b'malchus ha-koyach lo-hitzes ha-pol koyches elyonim v'noiroyim ein soifim. Malchus has the ability to reveal and magadal and actualize and bring down koyches ein soifim, infinite koyches that are way above the system. That's represented by Keter. U'lechein k'siv shuv l'cho, that's what says l'cho again, because now we're stepping into a new reality. We're stepping into a new dimension, much higher than the 6 things we mentioned already. The things are part of the system. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, that's all part of the system. Keter is infinite, it's way above the system, and it's Ein Sof. Malchus brings the Keter down here as well. Whatever that means. We'll see. But all that extra koiches, this unbelievable koich that the melech gets when he becomes melech, besides his own 6 midas, he gets all this other stuff, comes into the world and actualizes. That's the ikar tachlis of Malchus. Okay? Okay. That's clear up to now? I mean, clear. I mean, we've heard the words, we see how it works. What it means, we'll see. Okay. Ukashe nachkomate, heichen mekoime shel amida shvis, hamalchus, beseda midas. So where is the place? Where does this midah, this seventh midah, where is its place? What's its place? In the seder of the midas. Shel pashtus hi shvis, v'achreina shebehem. What are you asking? I mean, we know, we can count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lecha, 7. So it's number 7. It's the end of the system. But what do you mean, where is it? So the pashtus, he has shvis, v'chreina shebehen. That's the pashtus. V'amra ma'ata ein ze meduyak. That's not exactly right, as we've seen. V'nachi nami mitzad echad, hibo lichlal pe'ula achreim v'soifim, u'b'soifam, lashli minyoni betachlis ha'shrem esel, d'day shimoitzi koichem l'maisa. Nachinami, b'tzad echad, that's where it comes. It's coming to bring into actualization the things that have come before it, and therefore it's after them. So if there's 6, it'll be number 7. Because it's mashling these meters by allowing them to become bepoil. In that aspect, it's the last of the meters. Avim b'tzad sheni, b'tzad what we've just said now, harehi moitzi nekuda noisefes hamuka yoisa. This midah is expressing, is allowing something else to be expressed much, much, much deeper than we've said about the 6 midahs. Hanakudah shel keter. This thing keter will have to, it's humongous. the whole Talmud Devorah is based on the sort of keter. Massive, massive. In the Nusach Svad, in the Kedusha of Shabbos, it says keter. Nos nulachok. Keter. Why is it keter? Okay. So what this midah is doing is the nekudah of keter, da'ainu shehoitzi lepoil hanisko, einu rak koyach hamidah shenaglu bepoil. The midah malchus is not just revealing the 6 midahs that are coming out and being brought into poil that we can see them functioning. Yeah, ela shehi mevir koyach elia neiru letek mareches ha'olam, hanivne mishish midahs. The world is built on 6 midahs. Whatever that means for the purpose of this discussion, these 6 meters. Malchus allows those 6 meters to be actualized and to function properly. That's what it does. And in that sense, it's number 7, it's the end of the system. But Malchus also allows Keter, this infinite, unbelievable, godly koyach, this upper, higher, elyon koyach, to also come down and function in the world. Ulezeh matzu b'loshon chazal, shvi aliyoy. It's called the upper 7. It's called the higher 7. It means it's at the end of the system, but it's also at the beginning of the system. Okay. Lo kol kach hashuv that nekuda, just that's what it means. The malchus exists in 2 places. In the marechet danya, where it allows what's down here already, you know, the talents and the koich that the king already has, the teva, so it actualizes those koiches. He's now the king, so he can do stuff. The 6 meters get actualized. So there, it's the end of the system. It's the end of the day. He became the king. So now all these things can now be used properly. But there's something else happening. All the things that existed before, things that are there just because that's what belongs to a king. But he doesn't have those. They're outside his system. When he's not the king, all those other powers, you know, to run the army and to run the push the atom bombs and whatever, that's outside of him. That's not part of his system. But it's there. So when he becomes the king, Malchus, he brings that in as well. So that's Malchus is then bringing the first thing into the system. It's allowing that now to function in this guy's office. In his office, he had all the koiches he had, but now he's getting unbelievable koiches that he never had before. So that's what Malchus does, is allows that other power that's above the system also to come down into the system. Because you have to have that. You have to have the higher world. You have to have the Kedusha Elyona that has to also come down into this world. Kisrach va'asrach. Remember we said there's the keter and there's the place, but the keter also has to come into the place. The king has to be able to function here as well with all his koiches, not just the limited koiches. So that's what Malchus does. It does those 2 things. Okay, so that's, we went through this quickly. The ma'od kashe, not a simple story, but the marshal here, I think, is ma'od useful, and he brings it and he goes into it at length. That's a long speakle here that he has, yeah? Let's try and get a bit of a grip on what's being said, yeah. To understand, I mean, the words are not difficult to understand. You know, there's a thing called Malchus and allows things to go from koyach to poil, and it's not just the things that are yara ready, but it brings things that are above the system also to be koyach for poil, gewaldig. So that we understand. That's not hard. But how do you understand that this thing called kete is now functioning down here, mazeh? it's more more subtle and a din. So let's see the marshal. When I'm tikkaini and oik ktsat, see the marshal. Let's try and understand ktsat. He says ktsat, ktsat, ktsat. From a marshal, la'av shebona bais chatunot beroyf peeh v'hada lichvoid bnei chatan. Son's getting married, not in Corona, so you can have a normal wedding. And the father, he's obviously got means, and he goes and he builds a gewaldika place for the son to have a wedding. Bait chatunot, he builds a mamash, a beautiful palace, and he's going to have this thing. V'esyad v'kiris, a kiris b'tziyori ma'ariva ayin, he furnished and decorated and unbelievable paintings on the walls. V'achin sudas melochim in kol minem atamim, gets the best catering there to unbelievable food. V'azmin kli zema mu'ulim, you know, the orchestra, you know, mamash, 27-piece orchestra, unbelievable, everything of the best, you know, for his son, only the best. It's going to be the wedding. Everything has to be perfect and everything's got to be mahuda mahuda. No chat pami in that hall, right? Nothing. All, you know, proper wedding, yeah. The day arrives, and of course, everybody starts arriving at the wedding, mishpacha, and the friends, and the family, and honored guests, and you know, important people, business associates, everybody's there. You'll tell me that's perfect, that everything's now perfectly in place. There is something missing. They get a message that for whatever reason, Choson lo yavor ve lo yigia. Choson's not coming. Choson's not coming. Everything's there. Everything. Mamash, you've never seen a wedding this well organized. You know, there's five chasana organizers running around with their little clip sheets, you know, making sure everything works properly. Unbelievable. Hakol sham, beauty you've never seen. The music, the food, hakol, hakol, hakol. But the choson's not there. Yeah? So you understand. Chasema shupo. Let's try and see what that is. What exactly is missing? Because the chosen is not there. Because everything's there. One person doesn't come. The law mevatel et hachatuna, but it does. It stays. The chosen is not there. You don't have anything. So let's see. V'nei im yoyma az mishu la'av or le'echad ma'ochim. Let's say somebody comes up to the father and he says, "Listen, I understand. Hey, emesh ha'chosen lo yigia. Nachon, the chosen is not going to come." אבל גם בלעדוי החוסן, בואו ונני ממחלול היופי והפה שהכינו לנו. I understand, why can't we still carry on and enjoy the wonderful event that you put together? הצירים היופים, הסודה הדשנה, והזמירס היופיס, everything's here. The beautiful decor, the environment, the food, the music, הכל פה, זה גבלדיק. ונכין עמיד החוסן זה לא יס, okay, but still, we still have a nice time, we can still go and have a great time. Hey, Kamlu Dvorov? You think the father would say, ah, good idea, brilliant, wonderful. You're right, let's carry on. Hare ma'at nafshom shel ha'ochim kotzer bochelis b'kol ha'yefi v'ada. All the beauty and the splendor that was in that hall, it's yich, it's a ich. Everybody's down and upset, and then who's going to have a nice time now? You have a nice time? From what? Nothing looks nice anymore. Who can eat? You know, you're going to eat. Even if you do eat because you're hungry, you won't even enjoy the food because they move on, okay? Everything's turned into bitterness. Because if the chosen, who's the reason for the whole misibah, is not here, so then what time, what spirit, what is there for this whole Suda? The whole purpose of the Suda is not there. The Chosin's not here. The whole purpose of this whole unbelievable, splendorous event just disappeared. So what's left is Ich. Nachon? Let's move on. Imagine, you know, I was at a bris. When the Talmidim was making a bris, Hanof. So we got there and the bris was in the hall where the Suda was and the caterers had put out a beautiful spread and everything was gewaldic and whatever and we were waiting and there was all the family and whatever. And they brought the baby and the moel has a look at the baby and he says, "When I'm infection, I'm not doing the bris." Anyway, I'll be cooking, fighting, whatever. the uncle of the father of the bris is a big, big renowned doctor, one of the big doctors at Hadassah, and he's told you can do the bris, and boom, the moel didn't budge. He said, I'm prepared to step down. You want to get another moel? I'm not prepared to do it. Anyway, father came to me, said, what you should do? I said, you took the moel, you listened to the moel. You know, that's the way I learned. You know, you don't get another moel and whatever. And then the Israeli Avreichim started coming in and tripping. I'll bring a moel from across the road and he'll do it. And the father stood his ground, the moel. I was very impressed. This is a moel. You want to ask me who it is? I'll tell you, you can sumech on him, because he withstood unbelievable pressure. That's not the story. But anyway, so then they decided not doing the bris. So you think people stayed and ate? Who could eat? I was there, you know, I was looking forward to the Suda. Yeah? I was looking forward to the schnitzel or whatever, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning, place, whatever, you know, at a bris. We left without eating. Why? So they didn't do the bris as well, but there's all the food and the beautiful arrangements and everything. Sit down and have a nice Suda, you know, we're all together. No one had a time for a Suda, you understand, right? They're posh, nachon? Okay, fine. So what's it going to do with us? He says like this, Aval, im lo kach kara. Let's get back to the good part of the story. That didn't happen. We didn't get a message that the chosen's not coming. El chosen achein agia. The chosen came. Inaim knisosa leulam hu shlomo hasimcha. When the chosen walks through the door of the hall, what happens? Now the simcha's mushlam. Everything was there before. Nothing's changed. Nothing. All the decor, all the beauty, all the food, all the atmosphere, the flowers, the candles, nothing's changed. But the chosen walks into the door, all that stuff, which before was completely, there was nothing to it. Now suddenly all that becomes beautiful. That all becomes actualized. Everything that was prepared, all the details that were prepared are now mamash, they lit up. They're beautiful. The chosen walking into the hall is mashlim now, the whole marechet, the whole suda. Now, each part of the thing that was all the pratim, all the details of the chasen that was prepared, you now see them in their most expressed beauty. They're completely alive now. They've been switched on. They were all there. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Physically, it's all the same. But when the chasen walks in, something's changed. Something's changed. He's brought something with him that wasn't there before. Yeah, that's poshut. Veloze bilvad. I'm wrong. Sorry. He didn't bring something that wasn't there before. He's actualized what was there already. Slicha. Deiti. Everything was in the hall was there already, nachon? The decor, the music, the food, akol, the visitors, the mukhubad, the clothes, akol yasha. But until the chosen walks in, ein bezet tam. It's got no ruach, it's got no nothing. Yeah, it's potential. It's waiting to happen, but nothing's happened yet. And if the chosen doesn't come, as we said, it's Ephes. About when the chosen walks in, all that now gets lit up. All that gets brought into potent, into actualization. But that was there already. The chosen didn't bring anything new with him. So that's what we understood first. Let's see how from the marshal we can see that the chosen brings something that wasn't there. The chosen, when he comes in, the whole essence and the name of the suda changes. Before the chosen came, bread was bread. Physical object, bread, meat, paintings, curtains, yeah? When the chosen comes in, the bread's still bread. But it's not ordinary bread. It's not bread like normal. This bread now is a part of a sudas chosen. Now become a chefetz of a mitzvah. This is now a sudas mitzvah. It's not just eating a piece of bread. Bread, choymrius, gashmius. But when you eat the bread at a chasana, that's a different piece of bread. That's a sudas mitzvah. That's a chepts of mitzvah now this bread is. It's a mashu ache. You put it on the microscope, it's the same bread. Nothing's changed, but something has changed. It's a sudas mitzvah. It's not just another bread roll. This is a lechem mitzvah. ולא עוד, אלא גם הברוך עליו משתנה. The broch has changed as well. שמה אתה לא מברך אם המויצי לחם מן הארץ, ככל הלחם בעלמה שהשבח נגבה והויצי מן הארץ. Normal bread, you say, I'm going to lechem in Eretz, and the shvach of the bread ends when it came out of the ground. Yeah, I'm sitting with a piece of bread. But at a chasana, there's another addition to the brocha, she'asimcha b'moinoi. The simcha's b'moinoi. This simcha is not just down here on the plate. It's up there as well, in Shemayim. Hashem also participates. Shema'ata, alechem mevi, his paltzus shel simcha, sho'ila ad Shemayim. The simcha that the chosen brings when he comes into the hall and everything now gets lit up and switched on, and this now mitzvah, sudas chosen, that goes all the way up to Shemayim. A simcha b'moinoi. In the zimun for a chosen, it's the only place you say it. Even by siyum hashas, there's a maisa that you don't say it. Siyum hashas, you think by simcha b'moinoi. No, only by chosen. Because when the chosen walks in, the brocha, the zimun changes. Because now the simcha of this event down here in the hall goes all the way up to Shemayim. And that's what the chosen brings when he walks in. V'zeh moshel al midas hamalchus. This is a moshel for midas hamalchus. Okay. I told you the moshel helps to understand what we learned. We don't understand that. We don't understand the moshel. Good. She'amnam hi achreina. Who was the last person that walked into the hall? The chosen. So he's the achreina. He's midas shvis. אבל היא המשלימה והנסנס תוכן לכל פרטי המידס הקודמס לו. He's also the midas shvias, but he's also giving meaning to everything that came before. So the mid of Malchus is the end, but it's also the beginning. The whole chasana, bli the chosen, is, there it is what it is. It's not a sudas mitzvah, it's not a sudas chosen. In fact, it's got no, there's no point in sticking around even, you know. Yeah. You got a chasana, you know, they put the cholent out there, you know, the dance, you eat the cholent, wow. You know, well, what happened to the cholent? Why is everyone standing and eating the cholent? Because it's not just cholent. There's music, there's dance, there's atmosphere, there's a chasana, there's a simchas mitzvah going on here. What made that? Where's that? One guy extra moved in. That shouldn't change anything. Yeah, but you see it does. It's unbelievable. If you think about it a little bit, he's not saying it, but I'm just thinking, we said that Midas HaMalchus is less Lamigami Klum. There's nothing really of its own. What did the Chosen bring to the Chasana? Nothing really. He didn't add anything. There was 1,000 guests. And everything was there already. What did the Chosen bring? He's just one more guy. What does he have? He doesn't have anything particularly unique. He's got a frock maybe with two buttons. Well, Zelo, you know, that shouldn't really change anything. And yet, look what it does. It's less lamigami klum. There's nothing of its own, but just the presence, him being there, actualizes everything that's there already. That's a beautiful marshal for malchus. You have a wedding hall that without a chosen is yeah. Who wants to be there? It's terrible. And when the chosen walks in, suddenly everything goes boom! Wow. You've been the chosen when they bring the chosen into the hall, the electricity in the room, you know, you can feel it. But what did he do? Nothing. He's just another guy like everybody else. No, but he's Midas HaMalchus. Okay, that's the marshal. Okay, fine. Tov, we have to stop now. There's another depth here that we have to take out of that, but that's enough to keep you with a headache for the rest of the week. This is hard. You have to sum that Mitzvah Shem Bogavit to again next week, whatever, and we'll see, and you'll see this, how this relates to Shabbos. Shabbos does that very much. Shabbos adds Toichen to the whole week. We'll see. But it also does something else. Besides just actualizing the 6 days you've done 6 days. That's the 6 days, the 6 meters. Shabbos comes along and makes those, gives those teichen, gives those meaning. But it brings something much bigger into the world. It brings malchus into the world. It brings Shabbos malchosa. It brings the keter down into this world as well. That's our Shabbos. Anyway, we'll see. Aval tov, we have to just get through this. There's a sugi mod kasheh lavin. Aval slowly, it's already becoming more familiar. When he first did the 6 meters, we didn't know what we were talking about. Now we at least know we don't know what we're talking about. Before we thought we knew what we're talking about, so that's big progress. No, I mean, we do. We understand quite a bit. Anyway, so that's the story. Yeah, the guys that missed today are going to have a hard time catching up. Anyway, so, Eli, are these things going up on the site, on the website? I haven't asked you even. You've been putting them up on a regular basis?
Of course. Rabbi sends it to me, it goes up. Every Thursday.
I don't metabo these things. Okay, Gavaldic. So no, because somebody asked me the other day where they can access them. So okay, good.
Every week I send it to Adam, all the shiurim.
Okay, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you.